Would you say that you've had any mentors while you've been at the shipyard?
I guess I could say that one of my mentors was probably the first general foreman I worked for, mm-hmm. Jim Lane. He's the one that talked me into going into the apprenticeship later in life when I was a progressman, and he was a project superintendent when they started doing the project management on ships. He requested that I work for him as a special project progressman. At the time, the color of hard hats was a big deal. There weren't very many women that wore white hats, and he wanted me and the guy that worked with me under him to wear white hats because of the people that we had to deal with. And it caused a lot of havoc in some of the shops. There was a shop superintendent that didn't like the idea that I was wearing this white hat. Mm-hmm. And I almost felt like it was a kind of discrimination type thing, you know, and he even addressed it with my boss's boss.
Wow.
And so there was kind of a little joke that went on about that, and one of the guys that I worked with that used to be a painter gave me a nice little pink hat. Kind of a joke, mm-hmm. you know. But nevertheless, my supervisor, you know, stood his ground and, you know, explained why he wanted me to wear white, and so I did. And then, you know, it wasn't that long after that I got that promotion to the type desk, and
right.
and I was also the first woman to come from the trades to go up to the business office. And so then I was able to really earn and deserve that white hat, you know, because that was such a big deal.